With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Hello. No, I'm not going to start like that. Hello, Njaima, and happy new year. Happy blessed, expansive 2021. We made it. We made it. I knew we would. I knew we would. And I reflect back a lot last month, and I realize that not last month, last year, I reflect back a lot on the past year. And I'm so grateful for that time. Otherwise, if we didn't have that need to sit and ground and anchor, I would still be continuing to travel the world. But I needed a moment, a long moment, a near year-long moment to really ground. Flying around all over the place, all the time, made it hard for me to settle and see a greater picture within. And I'm so thankful, so thankful that 2020 gave us the opportunity to sit home with ourselves. And I'm somebody that has always been diving within myself, but this just gave me another level of an experience that my soul needed. It did. It really wanted from me, so I can see more clearly this beauty within me and pursue my North Star in another light and see more clearly when it comes to my soul's North Star and my human's desires that were being ignored. So the reason why I'm just poking in just for a brief moment is not about everything I've been reflecting on. I could do an entire 5-hour episode or more on that. But this short little mini random, very random episode, I just felt like I had this huge nudge to share. In fact, I actually felt the nudge yesterday, yet I just never picked up the microphone to record it. But I want to share this for the very first day, the Sunday of the very first full week of the new year, especially as the excitement of the new year, the honeymoon phase, which lasts, you know, it honestly lasts a month or so, but I want to be able to put this out there as, you know, we're really feeling this excitement for the new year, this fresh start, unless you are somebody who just sees this day as another day. You know, another day with unspecified value, just very arbitrary, like whatever. I understand that. I've had those as well, but they never felt magical. And also use the collective energy who's feeling this magic moment as well. I mean, there is so much power when everybody is collectively experiencing something to utilize that energy. I feel excited about experiencing the magic that a lot of others are feeling when it comes to the blank slate of 2021. And something that has really hit me, as many of us are, of course, making our plans, writing our plans, our intentions, our resolutions, our desires. We're creating our vision boards and manifesting whatever it is we envision for 2021. And some also might still be contemplating, haven't really picked up a pen or wrote very little because, you know, there's still a lot of opaqueness or cloudiness in the mind and heart when it comes to what you want to accomplish this year. And guess what? That's totally fine too. I know that there's a lot of pressure, it feels like, especially as there are people that find it hard to see because they might have a lot of other inner turmoil that's going on, or they just simply don't have that motivation right now for whatever personal reason, and that's okay. And if that's you, that's okay too. I think that this episode might help no matter where you're at, no matter if you have your full vision board or you have no idea what you want, or if you think that this day is very arbitrary and you're like, whatever. I still think regardless, this is something for you to meditate on for a bit, and it might help give you some clarity. And it came through to me when I was contemplating a lot about the shadows that I've faced through 2020, and I know we all have. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm very thankful for 2020, and I'm actually proud of myself for seeing clearly my blind spots.
I was subconsciously ignoring my North Star. And when I say North Star, I mean your soul's purpose, your dharma, your overall theme that brings you so much excitement and understanding in navigating this life. And I was subconsciously holding myself back because I was seeking comfort in certain ways. And it's a personal shadow that now that I see, I'm able to day by day, bit by bit, and be patient with it, release. It's part of my personal goal this year of experiencing the most of this year so I may follow the pursuit of my North Star. And becoming aware of this has made me see where I've played small or even victimized myself subconsciously due to certain labels and rhetoric of my mind. I know that I'm not alone in this experience. No matter how far you feel on your spiritual journey, we're still human, and these complex creatures that are perfectly imperfect. And so whatever we don't see, it's really not anything to be upset about when you finally do see, but only be compassionate about, because you really are always doing the best you can from where you're at and with the tools you know. I know that because of this and the many wild paths I've walked and the way my heart just sort of innately is, organically is, my open-mindedness to see and step into a variety of perspectives. A lot of spiritualists are attracted to spirituality because of its open-mindedness, yet sometimes even in the spiritual community, people can get so entangled in a collective vision that spiritualists have that sometimes one might forget about the importance of integrating into this human experience. And I think that this has been an overall theme that I've talked about for the past however many months. But ultimately, we find this as we do, of course, immerse into whatever it is that is exciting us, whether it's a certain lane in the spiritual life or perspective, or maybe it's a certain lane in the human perspective, but you're integrating, you know, spiritual knowledge just to bring humans back to that center, because it's so easy to get lost in who you are when the matrix is around you. But also, it's really easy to penalize or bring a negative narrative to the matrix when it's so important to also meet with compassion. And that's part of my personal North Star, is to integrate in a more grounded and anchored way and have compassion for where everyone's at in the process. Even if I don't agree, that also means when I don't agree, to have compassion and also respect for myself to voice it if I feel I need to. There's a lot of times where I just zip my mouth, keep my mouth shut, swallow my words just because I don't want to be confrontational. That's something that my human self really doesn't love. But honestly, that compassion as well fueled a fire that I needed. And 2020 really helped me see this. And I'm really excited for whatever that brings in 2021. So I'm curious what you feel like triggered you most in 2020. And whatever it was that triggered you, where did you also continue to stay rooted in yourself, no matter the chaos in the world? So perhaps that's just an innate gift within you. I always knew this, but I really was able to see it this year in 2020. I've been very, I would say, more in my water self or flowy self. So I want to thank 2020 for igniting a fire within me. It's exciting to see where this passion and pursuit leads. So having clarity on my North Star or my soul's mission at this time. The thing is that I don't want to place this North Star in a frame of your forever life. We really are always evolving. And I think that it will be when we die, we'll be able to see what that North Star really was. but we're walking towards it in one way, shape, or form. And so in order for one to accomplish everything that they see on their manifestation board for the year, or they wrote down in their journal, or they've kept in their heart or in their visions, their imagination, or they are still navigating or trying to make sense of in the maze of their hazy mind, I encourage you to move forward, but in small, mindful steps to prevent getting discouraged and completely dropping what it is you want to experience. So perhaps write down your overall North Star or mission for the year and make small steps every day to work towards it. In January, I'm actually going to be doing a lot of quiet sacred study, but simultaneously taking a little more action than I'm comfortable with. And that's one of the reasons why I'm randomly releasing this episode that is not on a Monday, because it's action that I felt would help move towards this, what I like to call the North Star. Call it whatever you would like, though. This North Star might be a little different than the mind is conceptualizing right now, if it is at all. So, in this moment, I would love to help you see this North Star more clearly by asking you a series of questions and encourage you to work backwards. And when I say backwards, you'll see what I mean. I mean all the way back into this moment. So I'm going to ask a series of questions, and perhaps if you can, pause this after each question and contemplate it in your mind. I actually encourage you to verbally say it out loud. And if you really want to, write it down, but you'll be writing something else down at the end of it. However, this is a mind journal exercise, a verbal journal exercise, reflection moment. And if you're driving, pause this episode and listen to last week's episode or another episode or podcast of your choosing if you feel like it. But make sure to come back to this. And you can keep your eyes open or close them for a moment to tune into yourself, your soul, and allow the noise of the world, the surrounding world, to dissipate a bit. Or if your eyes are open, maybe there's one spot for you to look at for a bit just during this time. And take a deep breath in and out as you allow yourself to ground and feel anchored into the earth. And again, we'll be working backwards for a moment. It may seem like a dark question at first, but it's very, very much for the purpose of making you feel more alive. So your soul body has left your physical body. You know you're experiencing death, and the universe is having you reflect on this human experience you've just experienced, and you're looking back and it shows you the light moments and the dark moments, the triumphs and the regrets. If it happened today, what would you regret not doing? What would you regret not saying? What would you regret not being? Feel free to pause this and reflect a moment in your heart and mind, or verbalize it out loud, which I highly recommend. And also be super honest. Some of you might think, I wouldn't regret anything. Well, that's okay, but what if that answer isn't going to best serve you in this reflection exercise? So I suggest reflecting a little more deeply. There may be a little something in there, a little whisper. All right, next question. What did you do in this life that you're grateful for? Feel free to pause and reflect. Now, what about this human's heart? What are you most grateful for? Pause and reflect. Now, this was only a near-death experience, so you're able to come back and incarnate in the human form. What now would you do differently? Pause and reflect. Good. I hope that this exercise may have given you more clarity on your North Star, or at least your North Star given your evolution or where you sit, where your lens is in this life. Right now, perhaps it just gave you a North Star, a vision for the year. Hopefully it gave you more clarity, especially if you felt like you were living in a mazy, hazy mindset. And perhaps if you do still feel cloudy, I encourage you to listen to this again. Maybe that will clear the musty waters a bit. And if you also wrote a lot of things down, your dreams and visions, or you created that vision board, maybe there's a way, whatever came through to you, you can also integrate that with whatever else you have been dreaming of for experiencing in 2021.
I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause, or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S SEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
I'm sure many of you already have these visions, but I had to incorporate this North Star I saw with myself with these visions, and it's actually brought more of a sensical route as well, so I can see month by month, step by step, shadow release by shadow release, what exactly will help me get there, as long as I also continue with endurance and patience. Endurance is one of the four themes I actually have for the year. To stay the course no matter what obstacles come in my way. And so I've written down this North Star so I can look at it at least every month from time to time just to remember. And I think that as long as we always remember what the overall North Star is, and we continue to remind our mind and our subconscious mind by writing it down, maybe placing it on our mirror or making a mental note to look at it every single month. I'm going to move mine. I'm going to rip it out and place it on my mirror or somewhere where I can see it every day just to remember, because it's easy for it to slip our minds. Though, in all honesty, we're getting there and we're navigating the way no matter what. But if we create these visions for our future with the knowing of our North Star and how we see this life and how we want to live this life, then we get to write about and script our future in a way that aligns with the organic, beautiful nature of our human, this human we are, the soul we are, and do it in a practical, yet also, of course, magical, mystical way. So if you want to re-listen, then feel free to re-listen to this whenever you feel the nudge to remember your North Star. I didn't want to make it overly dramatic. I could have taken you into a deep meditation and done something like this, which I might do and post on the Your Own Magic website, which there will be some changes. So that way anybody can experience the meditations at any time. I do have a free meditation on my YouTube that I posted a long time ago, and I still, to this day, receive messages from people saying that it's helped them in some way. It was just a 5-minute morning meditation. I actually don't even remember what was said, but you know, it's out there for you if you are interested. It's just on Raquel Mantra YouTube channel, which I have it only one video from 3 years ago, but it's a meditation, so feel free. Anyway, I hope that this helped you in some way. And remember, you're a freaking miracle, and it's even a miracle that you're even in this human suit and having this magical life experience in this human suit. So make the most of it and take advantage of listening to whatever your North Star is to make the most of this year. One more note I wanted to add about the North Star is that it gives you a sense of resiliency, because our world is ever changing, obviously, as you know, and it's, you know, changing more rapidly at a faster rate than ever before. And so anchoring in and seeing your North Star in some way, or whatever this mission is, by integrating your organic nature with whatever it is your human self also wants to pursue, and just remembering this may give you the confidence to continue to stay the course instead of having to take the scenic route. Because no matter what, you'll always get back to whatever it is you truly, truly desire and want to experience in this incarnation. All right, well, I hope that that helped in some way, and I'll see you tomorrow for Monday's episode with Sahara Rose. And I hope that you have a magical rest of your year. Yomies, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomies, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Euro Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.